recording. Va'ashan desalik mipumaihu b'mile dioraita ihu ashan hama araka dim sadrin la uma arikin la lagabe bala kigon becha alotcha et hanerot diat mar bechon lehaalot ner tamid uvashan hamaaraka vianan hakatoret dioraita ashan bila yadar miliba legabe hachmeta dihu kimocha ke gavna de anana dita ruta de anana mili bahada hu diktiv vi ad yale min haaretz ulvatar vehishka et kol penei haadama. The smoke coming up from the mouths of the sages of the Torah, with words of the Torah, is like the smoke of the wood set on the altar. The secret of Malchut, called a set, since she is set for her husband, Zeranpin. This is so in the verse, when you light, literally the Hebrew word means raise, when you raise the candles, which speaks of raising Malchut, the secret of the candles to Zeranpin, as it says of them, to cause, literally to raise the candles to burn always, namely Malchut called candle. This is affected by the smoke of the wood set on the external altar, as smoke is considered to be Malchut. By the smoke from the wood and the cloud of incense in the internal altar of which the Torah, Zeranpin, is the smoke. Zeranpin will awaken in the heart, Bina, and rise to Chokmah that resembles the brain. For the heart and the brain are Chokmah, and Bina and the smoke from the wood on the inner altar, which is Zeranpin, rises to them by means of Mayim Nukvim, to unite Chokmah and Bina. It is like a cloud, since a cloud stirs in the heart, as written, but there went up a mist from the earth, namely, Zeranpin called mist, which is smoke, will rise from Bina, the secret of the supernal land, and water the whole face of the ground. For after Zeranpin has risen by means of Mayim Nukvim and received plenty from Chokmah and Bina, he waters the whole face of the ground, which is Malchut. This verse can be seen in many different ways. One way you can see it is that it's describing the male sexual orgasm. Another way, it's describing how the smoke, which can be mist, anything that blocks our view through the air, represents the Malchut. It's a manifestation of how we connect to so many different levels. And it's also talking about female waters, which is actions done in the physical world that cause the spiritual worlds to elevate relative to each other, so that Zeranpin rises up to Bina, and Bina rises up to Chokmah, and together this becomes unified and is considered a sexual union. And it's caused by the actions that are done below, like making the sacrifice, burning the animal on the altar, and so forth. So the verse is very esoteric and has many different levels. Hakitar Hashan Mibina Dihu Liba Diukmuha Ligabe Halev Mevin Vesalik Ligabe Hachma Dihi Kimocha Uman Ashan Da Amuda Deem Saita Da'at Lev Mevin Da'at. And he explains his words, thus the smoke arises from Bina, which is in the heart, considered to be an understanding heart. It rises to Hakma, which is like the brain. What is the smoke? It is the central columns there on Pin that rises and unites Hakma and Bina and becomes Da'at to them. The secret of a heart that understands knowledge. From the heart, Bina, Da'at rises, which is the central column that unites Chachma and Bina. The verse is describing this rising of the spiritual levels, rising higher relative to the level above them, so that essentially they're starting to unify. And in so doing, they connect to this concept metaphorically of the heart and the brain being in unity. And that is called a heart that understands knowledge, a heart that understands. Does your heart have a brain? How can it understand? But this verse is really teaching us that yes, the heart does have a brain, and that brain has to become activated so that the emotions, which is the power that generates all of the universe, that emotion has to be channeled in an appropriate way. That's what we teach in our Sefer Yetzirah class on Mondays at 7 p.m. Verse 54. Levatar denachit ashan chachma ligabe bina dinun dalish mala vedal mina ihu nachit male ma'aba Vima male yudke liukta atzim dinun tachatzim sitra dietz chaim dinun avarim degufa detaman Hashem haitzim vadai liukta lon bishalchovin dioraita Ditmar bechalo ko devari kaesh Naum Hashem b'shalchovin Dener mitzvah birchimu. He explains his words. The smoke, Zeronpin and Da'at descend from Chachma to Bina, of which one is to the left and the other to the right. Bina being to the left of Zeron Pin, and Chachma to its right. After its words descends full with abundance of Abba and Ima, Chachma and Bina, full with abundance of Yud and He, to burn the woods, the Torah scholars, who are from the side of the Tree of Life, Zeron Pin. They are therefore called woods, literally trees, who are the limbs of the body, where hay of the trees lies. They are the body parts of Malchut, that is called body and called hay. As the scrolls of the Torah scholars, as the souls of the Torah scholars, are the offspring of Zeron Pin and Malchut. Most certainly the intention is to burn them with the flame of the Torah. As it is written, is not my word like a fire, says Hashem? By the flame of the candle we are commanded to light with love, namely by the flames of fire to love the four precepts. Flame of fire of love of four precepts. The verse is again bringing the concept that people who study Torah are the central column between Chokhmah and Bina, between wisdom and understanding. And their words are the fire, the smoke of the fire. The saying of words of Torah is ultimately the malchut in this frame of reference. And as the words rise, they unify all of the different worlds. And they cause the worlds to rise to become unified. And it's all related to looking at the words in the Torah, where the letter He is the physical world, and you kind of evaluate each letter within a word to see what is the energy of that letter and how it relates to the energy of the word, and see the unity in all things. Verse 55. Pikuda lechachmi.
What is malchut?
Say again.
What is malchut?
Malchut is the lowest sephirah. We usually describe it as manifestation. It is the place where things happen physically. Our world is considered the malchut, the lowest sephirah. The physical world is the malchut. But in various other frames of reference, malchuts are our words. God spoke and it came into being, malchut. Basically anything dealing with manifestation as opposed to preparation or process. The end result. It's not the goal, because the goal is the potential. But when that goal is achieved, that's malchut. Pikuda lehakriv bekol yoma tamidin v'avat rei lecha adlik esh hachidiktiv esh tamid tukad Al hamizbeach lo tikbe v'abat re terumat chadeshen v'abat re karvan nedar o nidava tanim v'amoraim kol ilein temidin Inun midot tiku chabarihu ditzrike lemecheve lom naicha via agi de kol sefiran kulu had memem kol sefira usfira mimana al shabbatot uzmanin Vayomain tevin Vahahi mida vashultanuta Dehahu nizimna Kol sefiran Itkalilu ba Vitkariu Kulhu ay ash hahi Mida bechesed chasadim Bigvura gevurot v'haki b'kol mida. It is commanded to offer daily offerings every day, and then kindle a fire, as it is written. A fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. And then to remove the ashes from the altar, and to bring a sacrifice for a vow, or a voluntary sacrifice. Tanaim and Amoraim, all these daily offerings are the attributes of the Holy One, blessed be He. namely the Sephirot, which should have rest. All the Sephirot are one, yet each and every Sephirah is appointed over specific Shabbat periods and holidays, namely on every Shabbat and feast, a different Sephirah reigns. The reigning attribute at that time includes all the Sephirot. Since each Sephirah includes all 10 Sephirot, they are all named after the reigning Sephirah. If it is Chesed, then Chasidim, and if Gevurah, then Gevurot. If the ruling Sephirah at a specific Shabbat time period is Chesed, then all 10 Sephirot that are included in it are called Chasidim. If the ruling Sephirah at a specific Shabbat time is Gevurah, then all the Sephirot included in it are called Gevurot. Thus it is with all these ruling attributes. The verse is explaining how to name, how things are named and how to understand from the descriptions in the words in the Torah, how to understand the different Sephirot involved. Because the Torah words do not specify clearly on a Peshat level what is the Sephirah involved. But you can ascertain it by knowing how to decode the words. And that's what's hinted to in this verse. That's the end of section 7. Or is there any questions?
No, not me.
Okay.
Please unmute
your microphone, Jack. Verse 56. Ve'i tashbatat milaka kigon shor di'it le'ol v'chamor di'it le'maso beino malchut shamayim kigon tefilin beino malchut akom kifum ovadaihu ve'ilein yomin it lon hashbatat Milakha v'naicha mandila itasak Beoraita ufikudin itle ol malchut akom umandi itasak Beoraita ufikudin itlon ol malchut shamayim Dihi Hashem bat ra'a malchut shemayim itkariyat. All should rest from their work on Shabbat and holidays, each according to its own aspect. Like the ox that carries a yoke and a donkey that carries a burden, there is also the case among those who take upon themselves the yoke of the kingdom of heaven, such as tefillin. They are exempt on Shabbat and holidays, or the yoke of a heathen kingdom. Everybody, according to their actions, have rest from their work. For he who is not occupied with the Torah and the precepts takes upon himself the yoke of a heathen kingdom. While he is occupied in the Torah and precepts takes upon himself the yoke of the kingdom of heaven, which is the last he of the Yud Ke Vav Ke, called the kingdom of heaven. If you're studying Torah, if you're working at Torah, if you're doing actions with the consciousness of Torah, then you need to rest on Shabbat and holidays. And if you're not studying Torah, you're not working on yourself, you're not doing your spiritual work, you still need to rest on Shabbat and holidays. This is, I've never read this in the Zohar before. And this is really, doesn't say to keep Shabbat on Shabbat, but it's telling everybody in the world they need to have a day of rest. And that's not something that that every society buys into. And until every society buys into it, we're going to continue to have chaos in the world. But we cannot coerce that. We just have to let the light be revealed so that people come to realize it. Verse 57. O mitzvoti dishmaya V'yara ha-hidiktiv ele Toldot ha-shamayim V'ha-aretz V'hibaram V'hashem v'ra'am V'kad yete shabbat v'yet Nachtat bina dihu Yudu al-Hashem Dihi malchut Shamayim nishama yatira v'yihu charut al chaluchot anochi b'tziat mitzrayim ufrishat gad pada paha al barata v'al mishiryan dila v'it lo nicha V'itmar b'mishrayan d'samael v'nachash ura'u kol amei ha'aretz ki shem Hashem nikra alecha v'yiru mimecha ot tefilin v'ot shabbat V'yot diyomin tavin v'yot berit kul hu shekilin. Surely it is the yoke of the precepts, since all creatures that are in heaven and earth were created by it, as the whole reality of the three worlds, Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah, came out of Malchut. Hence it says, these are the generations of the heaven and of the earth when they were created. The Hebrew word is Behi Baram, which has the letters Behe Baram. He created them with hay. At the coming of Shabbat, or a holiday, Bina descends, which is Yud Hei Vav, Hachma Bina and Dad of Bina, upon hay, which is the kingdom of heaven, which is then an additional Neshama. And she, Bina, is engraved, the Hebrew is charut, upon the tablets. The tablets are malchut, and the inspiration of Bina upon her gives her freedom. The Hebrew is sherut, from all the klipot. She is the secret of I am of the Exodus, namely the words, I am Hashem, your Elohim, who has brought you out of the land of Egypt. Bina spreads her wings upon the daughter Malchut and upon her camps, and they have rest. It says of the camps of Samech Mem and of the serpent, and all people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of Hashem, and they shall be afraid of you. The name of Hashem is the sign of the Tefillin. But the sign of the Tefillin, the sign of the Shabbat, the sign of holidays, and the sign of the covenant are all the same. It says of all of them, and all people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of Hashem. This verse is a bit esoteric, but it's really saying that all of the worlds come out of Malchut of Atzilut. And they're all expressed in terms of malchut, the only way things become manifested. And we need to understand that keeping Shabbat, resting on Shabbat, allows, or the, what happens is the physical world elevates back into Bina and is then covered by her and protected by her. And unless you choose to disconnect, your whole process is rejuvenated in Shabbat. And the Shabbat happens when the candles of the home are lit. And the kavanah that a woman needs to have when she lights the candles is to draw Bina down into Malchut for its protection. Verse 58. Tvi ito tishadai dihu metatron aved vikama avodin talyan minedim and mana al ilain diavdin pikudye al minat the Kabel Paras Metatatron Vimashirian Dile Mimanan Alaihu Beginaihu Itmar Lemean Yanuach Shurcha Vachamorecha Viavdecha V'yamatracha avalinun li'avdin pekudin shalo alminat lekabel paras inun beno demalka umatronita dvinun kitrin v'tagin ol resha di'avadin Yomin dechol Uginaihu itmar udish tamash betagah halaf vechazar hakarev legabehu yomat deshabatot itkeriu legabe avadin. There is a sign of the name Shaddai. The angel Metatron called a servant. Several servants follow him. They are in charge over those who observe the precepts for the sake of a reward, over whom Metatron and his legions are in charge. Of them it is written that your ox and your donkey may rest, and your slave and your handmaid. Those who do not observe the precepts for the sake of a reward are the children of the king and queen, Zeranpin and Malchut. And on weekdays, they are crowns and diadems on the heads of the mentioned servants. Of them, it says, he that makes use of the crown shall perish. For he who makes use of those children who are diadems to the servants departs and passes away from the world. The stranger who approaches them, those sons shall die, since on weekdays they are considered as Shabbat in relations to the servants. Another esoteric verse. But many times in the Torah, especially in the laws in Mishpatim, we talk about donkeys and oxen. And those were related to levels of consciousness associated with people. People who do the actions of the mitzvot in order to receive a reward in the physical world, or to receive a reward in the next world, the world that is coming, Olam Haba. this is not the ultimate goal. And so those people will end up leaving this world and returning in order till they learn the lesson of having the consciousness of doing the mitzvah because it gives pleasure to the Creator, which is the highest form of consciousness, doing actions for other people, ultimately for the Creator. Verse 59. Ugid im kevanim, im kavadim, im kavanim, deit mar bechon banim, atem lashem elohechem, im kavadim ki li, bnei Yisrael avadim, vilashar omin, avali nun chayavaya, dila mishtadlin, beoraita, umitzvot vilet alaihu, ol Torah ve'ol tefilin, ushar pekudin, inun avadin le'umim, yalma umishta avdin, behu, kegan avadim chayinu lifaro, b'mitzrayim. For this reason, we recite on Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, either as children or as servants. Either as children, as it says, you are the children of Hashem, your Elohim. Or as servants, as it is written, for to me the children of Israel are servants, and not the other nations. Those wicked who are not occupied in the Torah and the precepts, and do not take upon themselves the yoke of the Torah, and the yoke of the Tefillin, and the other precepts, are servants to the nations of the world that enslave them, as in we were the slaves of Pharaoh in Egypt. Freedom comes from Torah study and no other source. If we don't do Torah study, we don't participate in the mitzvot, then we are going to be servants to the other nations. And that is what has happened to many people in this world. They become servants to running after a living. They become servants to running after the physical pleasures. They become servants to striving for things that are illusionary, instead of connecting to the full spirituality. Verse 60. Ve'inat reis shabbatot ve'yamim tovim itmar behu ve'yotzianu Hashem Eloheinu Vayit Kayam Behu Lema'an Yanuach Shorcha Vechamorecha Chamor Vatorah Ubetzavot Vayin Pish Ben Amadcha Uvhamtacha Em Chaaret Behemai Gre Ulvatar Tei Ul Garme Techot Adam Ketora Yit Kayam Be Adam Uvema Toshia Hashem Imhu Kasus Deva Dura Kiv Ale Mare Visavil Levela Mevait Mare. If they observe the Shabbat and holidays, it says of them, and Hashem our Elohim brought us out of Egypt. The verse that says of them that your ox and your donkey may rest shall be fulfilled, since they are like donkeys in relation to the Torah and the precepts. And the son of your handmaid and your cattle may be refreshed. Though ignorant are called cattle, for after one makes himself under the aspect of a man of the Torah, this verse shall be fulfilled. Hashem, you preserve man and beast. That is, this will be fulfilled if he is like a horse, which is patient, and does not kick him when his master rides on it. So he should behave like a horse under the knowledgeable student of the Torah. This is the discussion, understanding we have free choice to study Torah or to serve the students who do study Torah. The choice is ours. Umay savilu de'aim ha'aretz letachatzi begin detachatzi k'yom shabbat sarich yihu delet le'medila ve'im ha'aretz savil le'bemamone ve'it nehig be'kifun rehute Lisham Shale Wilit Nachad Naka Bofi Kudin Kifum Dute Yit Kayem Be Adam Uvamehema Toshiya Hashem Yoshiya Le Mishod Ugzara Ugzela Yoshiya le mimalach amavet la shalit ale veishchat le besakin kegum dilei vekal man deshachit besakin sagum nevela Ihudit mar bele belev, lekelev, tashli kun otodihu samael. Why should the ignorant be patient with a wise student? Since a Torah scholar is like the Shabbat day, he should be as one who has nothing of his own, as the weekdays make preparations for Shabbat. And Shabbat has nothing. If the ignorant man is generous toward him with his money, as is in the habit of doing his wish, to attend upon him and observe the precepts as he desires, Hashem, you preserve man and beast, shall be fulfilled in him. He will preserve him from theft and robbery, and from the angel of death, so that he will have no power to slaughter him with his blemished knife. Whatever is slaughtered with a blemished knife is a carcass, not slaughtered ritually, of which it is written, you shall cast it to the dogs, which is Samael, who is called the dog. The verse is being very clear. Relating the Torah scholars to Shabbat and saying, you're going to receive your living, your life sustenance from other people who Hashem will send to you to support you. Study the Torah. Even if you are doing business and working, you need to study Torah. And that's why I've stressed, and I make provisions every day to study the Zohar. And I make that available to anybody who wants to join me. So, at least do it once a week. Does anybody have any questions?
Not me.
Hi. Jack in New York, are you sleeping?
Looks like.
Looks like it. Have a beautiful day. We'll do it next week as well. Although most of my classes for next week I'm not going to do. But Zohar studies we will.
Okay.
Have a beautiful week. Shabbat Shalom and Pesach Sameach.
You too, Pesach Sameach. Take care. I talk to you next week.
Good. Take a look.
Have a good day.
I don't have it yet up on my website, but take a look at the counting of the Omer procedure. That'll be up. It's going to be available at yeshem.com/Omer, omer.htm. And take a look at it. I think you might find it beneficial to be asking the questions that are on there rather than the typical way of doing it.
You got it.
Speak to you soon.